Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Alexis. Can I please have your email address?
Sure. Hi, it's vaah@earthlink.net.
vaah@earthlink.net.
Correct.
Can you verify your first, your last name, and your full home address?
Sure. Vicki Heitch, 32 Laurel Street, Harrison Road, Virginia, 22801.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. I do see that you do have a permanent annual membership with us. That permanent annual membership is set to renew on December the 6th of this year. How would you like to proceed with your account?
I have three questions that I can think of. One is, I just logged in and I'm looking, I have a membership for myself. I also bought a membership for my daughter back in December. Her name is Samantha. When I log in, it says, oh gosh, let me go to the main page. It says, anyways, all the information is under me, Vicki Heitch. But the top right-hand side where, you know, you this little drop-down menu, her name is there. Even though when I click on it, it says Vicki Heitch, Samantha is what is in the red banner across the top. I just want to make sure, I'm not sure why that happened.
And it's probably because once you did them, you probably wasn't signed out fully of your account, but your site username on the account that I see here is vaah@earthlink.com, and that's your site username as well. I don't see her name on your account.
Yeah, I mean, and I bought it, I bought mine first and then I bought her second. So I'm thinking the reason Samantha got stuck here on my red banner at the top of my page is because she was the last name that I entered, even though she's got her own account because she's, I think she's used it. Is there a way for me to change this? Or just
so
don't worry about it?
I don't, I wouldn't worry about it because actually I don't see it here. So you won't be able to change the site username, and it's not showing here as mine. Like the only thing I see for the username is your email. I don't see her name on your account.
You don't see Samantha anywhere. Okay. All right. I'm not sure how that happened, but okay. That's fine. I'll just make sure that she can access her account and problems with hers. What is the difference between a gold account, gold membership, and a premier membership?
With the gold membership, it's just for new members only. You'll just, you have access to, like, you get 8 free classes and 8 free patterns, but you have the same access as a premium member.
Okay. Okay.
It's nothing different. It's just that the gold membership gives you 8 free classes to choose from that could be yours and 8 free patterns. But out of the 8 free classes, it's a list that you have to choose from. You don't just get to pick what classes you want. You'll have to choose out the list that we have available for you to choose. And with the premium membership, you have the same benefits as the gold. You can ask extra questions, and you can also watch the videos for free without purchasing. So it's the same thing, just that the gold membership gives out 8 free classes and 8 free patterns.
Okay. So that leads me to my other question, because I had classes from before you had this offer, you know, before you guys shut down and retooled and reopened again. So I'm wondering, I'm trying to go to my contact. I had 5 classes, and there's only 4 classes in my whatever content library. There's a cooking class that's missing. Is there any way to check into that?
Did you purchase the class? If it wasn't a class that you paid for, then it's...
I did. It, before you guys, you know, shut down to whenever that was, a couple of years ago.
Okay, well, we'll have to know the exact name and title of the class, and I'll have to get it submitted over. I think they're still adding classes to the account, so I'm not really sure if they're still doing that because they got everything added over back in September and November. And I think December was like the last time they were adding everything. So I'm not sure if they're going to add it back for you. But you will have to know the title of the class and the person who had the class, like the instructor.
Yeah.
So I know some videos didn't come over because some of them, the instructor doesn't have them anymore on the website. It doesn't teach them anymore. What was the name of the class?
They a credit for that then?
I'm not sure. I think you could find, I think they'll give you another class or something for that same price. I'm not really sure. What was the name of the cooking class?
Was a Thai cooking class. So I'm just looking up Thai cooking classes here. And because I don't have it, you know, I just thought it would be in there. I don't remember. It might be everyday Thai cooking, but I'm not positive about that.
Okay, so when you find the name of the class and the instructor, then you'll just send it over to us. We can take a look at that and see if that's on our retired list or whatnot. And then I think they're honoring you at like another class if you actually bought it. Then they'll...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have no way of knowing what it was because it was in my library. I didn't like write it down anywhere. Because
okay,
it was
we didn't know. We don't. Whatever got transferred over was from the file that Blueprint gave us when we switched over from them. So everything that got transferred over was from what Blueprint gave us and said that you all had purchased. So if something is missing, we will have to know the title because we don't have, you know, the file is what Blueprint gave us. That's why we put what was on your account on your account. So if it's missing, then Blueprint didn't transfer it over, and that means because we didn't transfer free classes. We only transferred the purchase classes only over.
Yeah, this is a purchase class. All right, I'll look through my old emails and see if there's a way for me to find it. Okay, my last question is the special that I bought for my daughter was like the $5 for a new member. You know, $5 for the year, annual membership back in December. And I was supposed to have bought one for a friend too. And for some reason that didn't happen. I mean, it didn't go through or I'm not sure what happened, but she just reminded me the other day. So I thought I would call and see, is it possible to get that still?
It is. Purchase
that?
You just have to use the coupon code that you use for you and your daughter. Instead of putting your information when you get ready to check out, you'll put your friend information in. And the coupon code is
C2407. C as in Charlie, 2407?
6-7.
Not 07, but C2467?
C24067.
Oh, okay. Sorry, missed a number there. We have a crackly connection sometimes. C24067. Okay, and that is the $5 annual membership.
Membership, yes, ma'am.
Introductory. Okay. Okay. Sounds great. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling Craft CBD Membership. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.